This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Dirt. Lots and lots of dirt.
It's another My Talk Dirt Alert. The stories and headlines getting our attention from the world of entertainment and showbiz. On My Talk 107.1.
Spill the tea, sweetheart.
Little Debbie is not going out of business. Everyone can just calm down. The rumors have been circulating, leaving customers panicked about their oatmeal cream pies, Swiss cake rolls, and Nutty Buddy wafer bars. McKee Foods Corporation, the bakery that manufactures Little Debbie brand snack cakes, says the product is no longer being sold in commissaries on U.S. military bases and in U.S. Navy retail stores nationwide and overseas. So that's what started the rumor that they would just be gone all over. Why take them away from the military? They need them the most. Brittany Aldean, I believe the wife of Jason Aldean, the country singer, recently made a statement by throwing out her Balenciaga merchandise because of the latest child BDSM scandal. When you put those words together, if you don't know the story, the company Balenciaga, but their ad company had a strange campaign involving BDSM teddy bears with little kids holding them. She posted a photo of herself taking two large bags of clothing to the trash and said, "It's trash day at Balenciaga." Ooh. A four-day work week is proving very popular with companies that have made the switch this year. A Boston College study had 30 companies based in the U.S., Ireland, and Australia test a four-day, 32-hour work week. And after the test period, 25 of those companies say they plan to stick with the four-day work week long-term. And unsurprisingly, the experiment was popular with workers as well. Employees rated the new schedule a 9.1 out of 10. That's the latest dirt. More stories like this at mytalk1071.com or by downloading our app.